Recently, 28 governors urged Congress to extend production tax credits for renewable energy currently due to expire at the end of the year. The Innovation Trail's Sarah Harris visited Marble River, a new wind farm in northern New York that's rushing to start producing energy before the deadline.
Jerry Miller's 300-acre backyard in Clinton is mostly wetlands, except for a giant wind turbine that went up about a week ago. It's less than a mile from the Canadian border and stands 492 feet tall.
Wow. So this thing is huge.
Yes.
Should we get out and go look at it?
You can take a look.
Yeah.
We climb up a ladder and into the tower. We're standing inside this huge, echoey cylinder where the ceiling is a long way up. It's one of 70 new turbines that just went up at Marble River. The project expects to be producing energy well before January 1st.
I say it benefits everybody in the town because it really lowered the town tax rate.
Jerry says that as long as the turbine is up and running, he gets paid around $15,000 a year by EDP Renewables, the company that owns Marble River. I couldn't confirm that amount because of the company's confidentiality policy, but it sure seems like a lot of money in Clinton, where the median household income is less than $30,000.
The thing is, like in this town, we're losing everything, you know. My gosh, the church, the priest that was here had died, and now it's closed, and now with the Canadian custom, that closed about a year and a half ago. You know, at one time there used to be businesses here, and that's all gone.
Jerry says the new wind project has given Clinton a much-needed boost. But new projects like Marble River may not be as feasible if the production tax credits, or PTCs, expire at the end of the year. PTCs give developers 2.2 cents off their federal taxes for every kilowatt hour of energy produced. It's helped the wind industry grow, and is one of the reasons it's expanded in the North Country over the past decade. Roby Roberts is the government liaison with EDP Renewables.
The bad news is really for new projects, because without some sort of policy signal about where the U.S. market's going to be and how you're going to price your product, and so you just force the entire industry off the cliff.
Typically, we've seen up to, you know, an 80% reduction in wind development when the PTC has been dropped. You know, a developer may have already signed some leases, but they will essentially, you know, they'll put everything in kind of hibernation mode until the subsidy comes back.
That's Professor Stephen Bird. He teaches energy policy at Clarkson University and says the production tax credit is subject to a boom and bust cycle. But it's not totally clear what will happen in the North Country if the PTCs expire. There aren't any turbine manufacturers in the region, and wind farms provide only a handful of long-term jobs. Professor Martin Heinzelman, also at Clarkson, recently conducted a study of three North Country counties with wind farms. He concluded that having a wind turbine on your land can result in a decline in property values.
It's not clear to us at this point whether wind energy in the North Country is indeed a net positive or net negative for the local residents.
In other parts of the country, a slowdown in the wind industry has serious repercussions. Vestas, the largest wind turbine manufacturer in the world, has already reduced its workforce in the U.S. and Canada by 20%. Back in Clinton, Jerry Miller still has hope for the industry.
It's helped the town a lot, and I think in the future, I think they're going to be able to do a lot more.
But until Congress decides what will happen to the production tax credit, that future remains uncertain. In Clinton, I'm Sarah Harris for the Innovation Trail.